along with a free AC inspection.
And at 4:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some moderate flows in a few areas. 215 westbound, that's at Valley Verde. Interstate 15 north at Tropicana. You'll tap the brakes once you get past the stadium. Got a crash. That's 215 southbound at Summerlin. There on the right shoulder. 215 north at Fort Apache. Moderate flows through there. Those lane restrictions continue eastern at the 215. And there is a road closure. This is up at Mount Charleston. The brush fire up there has caused some problems, which is closed. State Route 158. That is at Deer Creek Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. NASCAR running Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Sunday, and the victory goes to Kevin Harvick. He finishes in front of Matt Kenseth, Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski, and then Cole Custer rounding out the top five. For Harvick, he continues to have a great season. That is already his fourth win of the year. He is tied with Denny Hamlin for the most wins in the Cup Series so far this season. Harvick in the driver standings in first place, leading Chase Elliott by 85 points. Brad Keselowski is in third place, followed by Ryan Blaney and then Denny Hamlin. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series, they are going to head for a weekend at Kentucky. The Quaker State 400 coming up on Sunday.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We are the only live, local, conservative afternoon drive talk show in the Las Vegas Valley. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ. We are joined by Scott Hammond. By the way, can any of these other shows in Afternoon Drive, these syndicated shows, can any of them be talking with a state senator from Nevada District 18? No, of course not. We can do this, and we're doing it right now. I want to ask you about the governor's statement of last Friday. In it, he said, of the 204 businesses observed by the state, that classic use of the state troubles me. On July 2nd, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. 50% of bars and restaurant bar areas visited by officials were found to be in compliance. That means everybody else was not in compliance. He has also said, one of the things that troubled me, Scott, maybe more than anything, is he said, the non-compliance numbers reported by state officials are disappointing and unacceptable. And he said that that if things didn't get better, as I have expressed before, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports of non-compliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries. What do you make of that? What do you think he means? Are we going back to phase zero?
Well, I definitely think that is a possibility. There's no doubt in my mind that he is ready to pull that trigger and go back. What I find terribly disappointing, though, is you know, when he mandates it, he mandates that everybody wear face coverings, and then and it puts the onus on the businesses to make sure that they, you know, the patrons are compliant. There are certain circumstances where, you know, you can do your best as a business owner, but somebody could be in your store, in your restaurant, somewhere where you cannot see them, take off their mask for a bit of time, be seen by somebody who's an authority, and now all of a sudden you're not in compliance, or the whole thing is not in compliance. That's troubling to me, and I don't know how you can then start talking about discipline, you know, discipline in the form of fines, in the form of taking business licenses away. It just doesn't seem like that's the direction you would want to go in, and yet that's what I keep hearing. You know, we've got the phone lines where people can tell other, you know, can tell the
snitching,
government.
Snitching, essentially.
When somebody's not in compliance, and I just can't believe that this is where we're at right now. I think it's one thing to ask citizens to do the right thing. And believe me, I wear a face mask. I wear a covering when I go out in public. I think it's fine. I have no problem with that. I don't wear one when I'm out walking with my wife outside. I don't have a problem doing what I'm, you know, what I need to do or what I think is important for everybody else. I don't like it when they mandate, and I know the governor's trying to get compliance. I know he's trying to get the numbers down, but again, I just worry about when you take the next step, you know, because now it's a slippery slope to losing a lot of other freedoms and other things that we demand in the United States. Let's be honest. I mean, we're a free country. You know, where does anybody else go to if they can't go to the United States for freedom?
Scott, what happens if the governor rolls back the reopening? Does the legislative branch of government have any say whatsoever?
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to find out what kind of recourse we have. We're going to have to find out some recourse, because at some point, we cannot. I don't think that we can continue to operate with having one person making all the decisions for everybody in this state. It just doesn't seem like that's the prudent step.
So is this something that can be a part of either Dieter, the budget, or criminal justice? I mean, that doesn't sound like the masking or any of this stuff, or OSHA, is on the table at all, is it?
It's not. But then again, there's always – and again, it depends on – I should say – I'll make a statement, then I'll qualify it. You know, you have to have some talks. And if they're asking for something – then there's always negotiations of some sort. Now, having said that, I don't know if the negotiations have to be germane to what the agenda item is. You know, special session is a little bit different. But at some point, we do need to talk about this Chapter 414 that the governor is driving all of his power from right now. And I think we're going to have a discussion about how do you make changes. Now, very similar, my thought is very similar to what the President of the United States has with the War Powers Act. You know, there's limitations on that. It's never been tested or anything like that, but there are limitations on there stating, you know, that the governor or the president of the United States can act unilaterally for a certain amount of time. But after a certain period, then the president, whoever that might be, has to go to in front of the legislature and ask for an extension on whatever policy they develop. I mean, I think we need to have something very similar to that in this 414. You know, the governor can make it, you know, send out a directive. And then after a certain amount of time, the legislature has to convene or has to approve of that directive.
I want to ask you about criminal justice because it's on the agenda, but we don't know what direction the governor or the Democrats want to go. And by the way, is this going to be driven by the Democrats or by the governor?
Well, that's one and the same, right? The governor is a Democrat, and so it is going to be driven by them. There are some things that we were looking at. They were on the table during the last legislative session. I have not made myself familiar with that again. I need to go back and look at that. But there have been some things that have been discussed, and we're looking at those that no chokeholds, and there's some things that we can agree on right now. But I don't know how extensive this is going to be. What else is going to be proposed yet? I haven't got my arms around that yet. I've been getting emails from groups that have been participants in this discussion, and there's some things that can be discussed. I mean, let's be honest. There are times when some police officers probably should not have kept their jobs, and there was not really a good process in place for a review to be had where they could be removed. I think that exists with other jobs. I mean, teachers, the same thing. When I was a teacher, it's very, very difficult to remove a teacher from their position. And so, if that's on the discussion board, and I think it is, that's probably going to be a welcome sight. I think that you do need to make sure we're cleaning up the workforce or the workplace for these folks.
We expect that the special session will begin on Wednesday. Whether it happens that way or if it gets pushed back a day or two, it well might, and it might depend on the health or the testing that comes both for Democrats and Republicans. Before we let you go, though, I think tonight's teletown hall is going to be so vitally important across the state, not just here in the Las Vegas Valley. Can you give that phone number again where if people want to participate, if they want to talk with you or with James Settlemyer, the minority leader, they can do so. Can you give us that phone number again?
Absolutely. It's 702-381-5857.
One more time.
Sure. 702-381-5857.
Be safe coming home. And by the way, I'm assuming that this special session won't last more than, a day or two?
I wouldn't make that bet.
Really?
No, normally it is one or two because, the governor usually puts everything together and says, here it is. And then there's a couple of things that, there's some discussions on a few issues here and there. And then everything kind of wraps up in two or three days at the most. But when you've got three different things, they're very disparate sort of agenda items, to be honest with you. When you have that, I have no idea how long this might last. If we're here for more than a week, then this could be very problematic. So, I mean, I think by law we have to be done within 20 days. When a special session is called, it's got to be done in 20 days.
So at least you brought enough change of clothes for a couple of 3 days. Is that safe to say?
Yes, I did.
I love that. Hey, have fun at the Teletown Hall tonight. I may even poke my head in the door and give a listen. Thanks so much, as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Hey, thanks again for the opportunity to be on the show, and stay safe.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, as we continue. Stick around. More to do. We got a lot to do. Man, we got a lot to do. Coming up, we're going to talk about the changing face of the Las Vegas Strip. We've got mergers. We got new openings of hotels. The Nobu, I guess, is reopening. And we'll talk about that with Howard Stutz coming up top of the hour. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, that number, again, in fact, we'll give that to you before the end of the hour. Teletown Hall. I just think that's so vitally important that people have a say in their government. And right now, they're in the process of being shut out. One of the things we were really concerned about when we woke up this morning were the numbers in Chicago, in Cleveland, in St. Louis, all kinds of cities across America. It was a killing field over the last few days. And it's just unacceptable. Bernie Kerik is a former New York Police Department chief of police. I want to go to cut six here, Jim. This was with Brian Kilmeade on his radio show this morning. And the reaction to the bloody weekend around the country, this was Bernie Kerik with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Radio. Here it is.
Honestly, Brian, I predicted this would be one of the worst days probably in the last few decades, the worst weekends. We had 41 shot, 6 dead in New York. But there's something else going on in New York City. You know, if you look at Twitter, the borough commander from Manhattan South calling out the district attorney Vance, where are you? The borough commander of Manhattan North, Harlem, Spanish Harlem, Washington Heights, calling out the politicians, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you there? And this is the same thing going on all over the country in cities led by Democrats. You had 76 people shot in Chicago, 14 dead, 28 shot in Atlanta, 4 dead, 20 shot in Cleveland, 3 dead. Every one of these cities are led by Democrats. They're villainizing the police. They're victimizing the thugs. And this is what happens when you do that.
I know. What happens is they say, I'm not going in there. I'm not going to go put myself online. And all of a sudden, you're utilizing your sick days or your vacation days, the so-called blue flu. And it could have been worse. There was a marked NYPD vehicle that was shot outside a Bronx station house late Saturday, narrowly missing 2 cops. So it was almost an execution that took place. And when you say for these politicians, where are you? They want them at the crime scene. Hey, Mr. Attorney General, I want you to see the horror that you're presiding over and what you've done with your policies.
Well, these are the same politicians, Brian, that's calling for the defunding of the police. And anybody that lived back in the 80s and 90s, up until Giuliani and I and Bratton and Safer came into office and cleaned up New York, anybody that was there realizes you need more police, more enforcement, aggressive policing, or you're going to have this. And who suffers? People in the black community. That's where these numbers are spiking. They're rising. That's where the people are getting killed. You want to defund the police? You're going to see 10 times more of this over the next several months.
Absolutely. In Portland, they've had 38 straight days of violence and unrest, and they're the closest to disbanding their police. We might have a chance to see this. Now, let me ask some, Commissioner. You have to take orders from a mayor. But at what point, if you're a police commissioner, did you say, I quit, and it's because of him or her?
Well, I got to be honest, Brian. I couldn't work with de Blasio and I said this 2 years ago. But the bottom line is, this morning when I saw those tweets from borough commanders, these are two-star chiefs in the NYPD that are basically calling out the politicians, saying, do your job. There's too much violence. This is because of you. This goes to the borough president. This goes to the city council president. It's to the mayor. It's to the district attorneys, the DA in New York, the DA in Atlanta. They're the ones. They target cops. They're not targeting the thugs. They're not out there doing their job.
Bernie Kerik, smart guy, especially when it comes to law enforcement. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the three topics for the special session, which is scheduled to begin on Wednesday. It might be later than that because they're doing testing of all the members of the legislature and their staffs. Whether we will open up on Wednesday or maybe on Thursday, we don't know. It's so weird how much of state government we just have to throw up our hands and say, we just don't know. It's sad but true. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. R&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. R&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so here... by the way, just so you know, governor of Georgia has called out the National Guard because of violence in the streets of that state, and in particular in Atlanta. This is getting scary, folks. This is chaos. What we are seeing right now today, here in Nevada, across the nation, it is scary what's going on right now. And I'm going to tell you something. This has got me a little bit. It's got me a little scared. And this is where I think the president needs to step up and essentially say to the American people, you reelect me, I will end the problems, the chaos in our streets. That I will essentially take control. And I'm not saying martial law or anything like that. I'm saying we need the federal government. If these governors cannot control their streets, somebody has to do it. Is it the federal government? I would like to think so. Now, coming up, we're going to talk with Howard Stutz. He is the executive editor of the CDC Gaming Reports. And there's all kinds of, it's not chaos in the streets. It's just there's a lot of stuff that's going on around the strip. We have a couple of deaths. It's been kind of a sad couple of days that we've lost a couple of people that were instrumental in building what we now know as Las Vegas. We'll talk about that with Howard Stutz in just a couple of minutes. Also, one of the things I want to get to, the governor has said if we don't start masking up, that he is going to have to take action. And does that mean backing away from phase two? Does that mean closing down some of our strip resorts? This is going to be something that is going to be a test for this governor. The governor, as you recall, last Friday, essentially issued I call it the headmaster-in-chief address, where he essentially released a statement where he said, hey, if only 50% of the people are going to be masking up, then I'm going to do something serious to fix what is wrong. Now, I pray that does not happen. And I'm going to tell you something. I haven't been out that much. I've been out very, 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 very little. Okay? But the one thing I will say is that there are some people that just don't, they're just not taking the governor seriously. No. I'm sorry, but it's they're just not. They're just not taking this governor seriously. And that's a little bit sad for me. Don't forget that this hour is brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I know you've been thinking about making the call and calling my friend Summer. I want you to make the call right now. In fact, you can do it during the break. 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. Don't let it follow you everywhere you go. Call 702-546-8767. That's PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on this Monday edition on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall.